Good morning, everyone. A beautiful Friday, an end to the week, and still great information on the Mary Griffith Show. Today we're going to talk about Operation Christmas Child. Joining me in the studio are Mary Sheeler and Cheryl Kestner, and we're going to be learning all about how much good one little shoebox can do. So that's our topic this morning, Operation Christmas Child. Mary, you're an old hand at this, so we'll let you introduce yourself first. We're going to talk about what Operation Christmas Child is, but how did you get involved with this program?
Oh, thank you, Mary. I always love talking about Operation Christmas Child. I got involved when our two sons were little boys. They're adults now. And I heard about it through the church I was attending, and I wanted to help them learn about giving instead of getting gifts. So we started packing shoeboxes, and one thing led to another, and pretty soon I was volunteering in a small role, and the roles got bigger and bigger. And now I'm an area coordinator for a fairly large region of counties in our area.
So
I love it.
A little seed was planted.
Yes.
And Cheryl Kestner, how did you get involved in Operation Christmas Child?
I am a retired teacher, and I was looking for something to do with my free time. And it's a God thing. I'm new to Operation Christmas Child, and it just took hold. So now
that is wonderful.
Now I'm a year-round volunteer.
Okay. Well, We get ahead of ourselves a little bit, because a lot of people know what Operation Christmas Child is. But let's go back to what it is. And Mary Sheeler, tell us all about it.
Okay. Well, Operation Christmas Child, it's a ministry to children around the world, children who have never received gifts before, usually in very poor, disease, poverty, whatever kind of areas, third world countries and so forth, developing countries, but they've never received a gift. So the shoeboxes come to them, and the exciting thing too is the gift of boxes that they get, they also hear about Jesus Christ and how much God loves them. And that's the centerpiece of the ministry, which is the especially what I love about it.
It is great. And of course, the shoeboxes are interesting, because any shoebox will do. You even have some specially made up for Operation Christmas Child, just in case there aren't enough shoeboxes. But the shoebox needs, the reason you went to a shoebox was because you can put a lot of shoeboxes in a shipping container to send overseas. Whereas if you wrap all different, like a bunch of wrapped basketballs, a lot of lost space. So the shoeboxes are really crammed full, and each shoebox is crammed into the crate, and a lot of children can benefit then.
That's right.
That's right. Yeah.
It is so great. So that's why we do shoeboxes, because of basically the size and the shape, right?
That's
and
right.
Anybody can do it. Anybody can pack a shoebox. So let's take it a little bit further. How do we decide what goes in the shoebox? What's the process for being part of Operation Christmas Child? Because you were on last year. I think a lot of people heard it. More people joined. But you always want more and more people every year, and the old-timers to come back and participate. Mm-hmm. So what's the process?
Well, our goal this year for our 12-county region is 15,000 boxes. So you decide what age group you want to pack your box for, and then you pack a box with that child in mind, praying for them as you pack your box. So we usually include hygiene items, school supplies, age-appropriate, and then a wow item like stuffed animals. We like to give every kid a stuffed animal. And some toys. Sometimes I have in my box a little top and a pair of shorts that are real cute with a pair of flip-flops. And so you pack with that child in mind. Oh, and you might include a note, a personal note to that child telling them that you are praying for them and you wish them God's love and good health.
I love it, because one of the most popular items is a deflated soccer ball.
Yes.
Soccer, while very popular in Quincy, is extremely popular in third world countries. And it's one of those great sports where you don't need a lot of equipment to play, but you do have to have a ball.
Yes, and a pump.
And
make
a
sure
pump.
You include your pump.
Okay, so the little pump and the little deflated soccer ball will fit inside the shoebox. Now, you talked a little bit about the stuff that goes in there, and we are so spoiled in America that if we get, you know, clothing for Christmas, it's like, you got to be kidding me, Santa Claus. Where are the toys? But for children who don't have a toothbrush or toothpaste or a comb for their hair or anything to wear, Christmas gifts can be toys, and there should be a toy in there.
Mm-hmm.
But Some of the things that we just take for granted, these kids would really love to get at Christmas time. Right, Mary Sheeler?
Oh, most definitely. And I do have to say, I was privileged to go to Paraguay in June to be a part of distributing some of these shoeboxes. So I saw personally, the children open their boxes and the excitement on their faces for not only the toys, as you said, but for the clothes and the sunglasses and just the various things. They are so appreciative. And again, many of them, most of them, have not received any kind of gift. So it is just, it's wonderful.
This is the ministry through Samaritan's Purse as the overarching ministry, and that's the Billy Graham ministry, right?
Yes,
his son actually
yes.
is continuing that on.
That's right.
And so there is a Christian, obviously, motive behind it.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned some of the places where these shipping containers go, where these shoe boxes are offloaded. They're really in almost every country in the world that has a crying need for you know, clothing and shoes and personal items, because just we take it for granted, and a lot of kids just don't have that.
Yes, that's right.
Okay. Mm. Now, what shouldn't you put in the shoebox? And I'm sure M&Ms, even though they melt in your mouth and not in your hand, they will melt. Anything chocolate.
That's right.
These poor kids, tough nuts. You don't get chocolate, but you could get nuts, I guess. But is food something you should try to put in there, or is that verboten because of weight or... you know, too much problems handling that.
At this point, like hard candies that are wrapped, that's what I usually put in there, things that won't melt and that are, you know, just easy for the kids. So that's usually what I limit it to. What about you, Cheryl? Do you have?
No chocolate, mm-hmm. No warfare items like soldiers and guns. Nothing with, like a T-shirt with USA written on it. This is our last year for toothpaste because it's considered, I guess, a liquid. It's been having some trouble getting through customs.
Okay, so no toothpaste,
and
no liquids or lotions of any
no.
kind. And again, that's the staggering thought of our world. And when you mentioned don't put anything on there with USA, that's not because we're not proud to be Americans.
No,
that's because
not
those
at all.
Children could be targeted
mm-hmm.
by groups against the United
exactly.
States of America if they were wearing...
It
could be a danger to them, and of course, no chocolate or anything. And when you talk about toys and military figures, you know, no water guns or anything that looks like a gun or anything that has anything to do with war. Because while in America it's fun to play soldiers, when you're living in a war-torn area, it's not fun to play soldiers. You are doing that every day. That's
exactly.
not play to you. So they certainly don't need any kind of warfare activities. But anything like you know, balls that can be inflated, or perhaps some food that, you know, is non-perishable that could easily be. But because of the liquid content now, we're getting into some troubles with some of the things that are shipped overseas. So, and please, you know, only use good quality stuff. I mean,
mm-hmm.
if a little bear has been used before, as long as it's clean. But this is not to fill up with junk you no
right.
longer want to ship overseas. Okay. You're going to try to collect 15,000 of these shoeboxes this year. In addition to people making the shoeboxes, you also ask them to make a $7 donation to help ship the shoebox. But, of course, if they can't do that, I'm sure there'll be somebody else to pick up the pieces. But are these assembled individually in people's homes, or is there an assembly center where you put all this together?
There's two ways. We are having a packing party on October 30th at Lutheran Church of St. John's on State Street at 2:30, and we invite the whole community to come in and help us pack boxes. We're hoping to do 400 just that afternoon. The other way is to pack your own shoebox. Do it with your grandchildren, your family, your Sunday school group, your neighborhood. We invite anyone to get involved.
Okay. So October 30th, let's get that date and that time again. October 30th.
It's a Sunday afternoon at 2:30 at the Lutheran Church of St. John on State Street.
Okay. And then a National Collection Week is November 14th through the 21st, and that's where people at different churches can bring to their church location, and then the church will get those mass of boxes to Operation Christmas Child, right?
That's right.
Yeah. It's interesting mm-hmm. how it all works. Lutheran Church of St. John in Quincy is collecting. Hannibal Emmanuel Baptist Church is collecting. Pittsfield, Rushville, Ewing, Bowling Green all have collection points. And if you want to be part of this and you're not sure where to take your shoebox after you pack it, you can just go to SamaritansPurse.org and they will have the closest Operation Christmas Child facility near you. And I guess in Quincy, is the Lutheran Church kind of headquarters for this now?
That is the drop-off location for the Quincy area, yes.
So at one point, 15,000 shoeboxes will amass there.
That's what we're praying for, yep. So get out there and start packing boxes.
Okay. And then, of course, the shoeboxes are really cargo shipped, probably, overseas. And that's why you need to get them now before Christmas, because it takes a long time doing that. You mentioned something about the age of a child. Mm-hmm. So what ages are we targeting? And let's give some examples again of some fun things that the kids that age would really appreciate. Are we talking about, is there a lower limit, or are infants included?
Our age groups are 2 to 4, 5 to 9, and 10 to 14 in boys and girls.
Okay, 2 to 4, mm-hmm. 5 to 9, 10 to 14. So 3 age groups.
Right.
And boys and girls. And so you want to pack size appropriate and age appropriate
exactly.
for those kids. What are some of the things that you've gotten feedback from the folks on the ground overseas? What are some of the things that the kids absolutely jump up and down about?
It's funny. We get stories. These boxes are shipped first to Minneapolis, and we met a lady there, and her favorite gift was a battery-operated toothbrush. She thought at first it was a toy, and she needed to be taught then about using it as a toothbrush. But so many of these kids save their boxes for years, and then it's just funny what will grab a child.
And it's interesting, too, because if you're going to send something battery-operated, understand that
you
someday the battery
batteries.
Will run out.
Yeah.
You have to send batteries, and so... But, I mean, that is intriguing,
yes.
And it's certainly small for a child size.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's certainly small. So something like that, encouraging them to brush their teeth, although you... Now, is there a kind of toothpaste that's a powder that you could send? I think they still sell old toothpaste powder.
That's news to me.
Interesting. We'll have to
remember
look
into
that.
Remember in the old days, before they had paste, you put your... It was a powder, and you...
Yeah.
Kind of like baking soda,
yeah.
You know, kind of thing. But anyway... Don't worry about that. They'll figure it out. They'll get some. But so it's something as simple as an electric toothbrush or just a regular toothbrush.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're fascinated by that. A brush and a comb.
Mm-hmm.
Probably they have trouble with that. Maybe something that's very small and easy to pack might be a little necklace or a ring or a bracelet. Those are things that.
And
that,
I always include bubble gum or some kind of gum in my boxes. I just think that's fun.
Well, you know, if you. Are really poor, that one piece of gum can last you till next
That's
year's
right.
Operation Christmas.
Well, and for older boys, I've been putting in, someone gave me the idea to lengths of rope and like those bungee cords and just different things that I wouldn't have thought of otherwise. I'm always trying to think, what would my boys like to play with? And things that they can do with the rope.
And the deflated balls and the jump rope for a girl and or even any kind of rope because, again, the things they may use may be very multi- We won't even think about it, but like you said, they keep the shoebox because many of them have so few possessions that shoebox becomes their treasure chest.
That's right.
And it's something also if they're in a refugee situation, they can take their shoebox and carry it with them.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of, you know, pack, use some ingenuity. And I guess the best thing to do is to take your own age-appropriate children to the store and ask them, what would you like? And then if they've got a T-shirt, again, be careful what you have on the front. Try to be something uplifting, you know, not some wartime thing, and nothing with the USA on it. But, you know, anything that a teenage boy would like or
That's a teenage girl.
For
the older girls, I've been packing sewing kits with fabric because that could be a life-changing experience if they learn to sew. That's a trade that they can use to help them make money.
And little socks and little underwear
and
stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, little T-shirts. Okay, it's called Operation Christmas Child. If you'd like to get involved, you might take your kids to the store, even the dollar stores, or take them shopping for the underwear. You know, everybody loves My Little Pony. My Little Pony speaks every language. I'm mentoring now at a school, and I use my nickname, Miss Pinky, and the little girls go, like, Pinkie Pie? which is the little horse. And I said, oh, Pinkie Pie's named after me. I'm not named after Pinkie Pie. I'm older than Pinkie Pie, trust me.
That's great.
So if you'd like to get some of these items and bring your own shoebox, or if you don't have a shoebox, which I have a million shoeboxes, and I'll have even more at the Dance Go sale next week. But anyway, October 30th, Sunday afternoon at 2:30, come by the Lutheran Church of St. John and help them pack. And, you know, maybe share some of the items you brought. Put a little note in. Again, translation can be a difficult thing, but a lot of the children that are receiving these will have some contact with English-speaking missionaries, so they'll at least understand it's Christmas.
Exactly.
And everything like that. And then, of course, just get the shoebox and make sure you take it to church no later than Monday, November 21st. So Sunday, the Sunday service is November 20th, would be where you want to make sure that you have your shoebox to your church, especially Lutheran Church of St. John or Emmanuel Baptist Church. And, hey, if you listen to this and your church is not participating or hasn't, there's nothing to stop you mm-hmm. from putting an announcement in the bulletin this weekend. Hey, we're collecting, and, you know, you be in charge of bringing them that day to the Church of St. John there at State Street, and they'll add them to the collection. So the more hands, the better. 15,000. What did you do last year, Mary?
It was 13,361, I
okay.
think.
So you're upping it a
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, we are. Yeah.
But we hope to.
Well, and if you're not part of a church, you can just individually pack that shoebox
sure.
and bring it to the church every day between the 14th and the 21st. They are open, and you can just drop it off. So it can be individual. It can be your business group. It, you know, churches are great, but it can be anybody. So
okay.
don't want to limit that.
And don't forget that clothing, while when I was a kid and I got clothing from Santa Claus, I wrote him a note and said, I'm sorry, I did not request this. Please bring me a pony, which is apparently there was a miscommunication. But kids who don't have clothing love clothing. And again, most of these are warmer weather sites, so it doesn't take much to pack a pair of shorts and a T-shirt, little sockies and underwear and stuff like that. That's always a great thing in addition to the soccer ball and all that other stuff.
That's right.
So something fun and something functional. That's a good rule for everything, isn't
mm-hmm.
it?
Mm-hmm.
Operation Christmas Child, you'll be hearing more about it on WTAD on our community calendar. But I really want to thank Cheryl Kestner and Mary Sheeler for being part of this and for coming in. Include your photo in the box. That's nice. So our family to your family. I'm glad I saw that last page. I didn't turn over my last page. No chat. Anyway, anything else I wasn't smart enough to add, even though you gave me enough stuff here to last a lifetime. But, you know, that doesn't mean I read it all.
Mm-hmm. Well, we just greatly appreciate the opportunity to share Operation Christmas Child. So thank you, Mary.
Okay,
thank
well,
you.
Thank you. Thank mm-hmm. you for what you do. I think it's ingenious. And, again, the reason it's a shoebox is because they fit snug right on top of each other mm-hmm. in these big shipping crates, and there'll be thousands and thousands and thousands of them delivered through Samaritan's Purse and through the efforts of local people. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
She looked good. She looked fine. She looked good. She looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind before I know.
What wonderful lyrics. Do wa diddy diddy dum diddy do. Manfred Mann, 76 years young today. Well, speaking of young, we have Ralph and Barb Peters in here. And I hope when I'm their age, I can do 1/100th of what they do. They have been missionaries to Haiti for a long time. I think they're turning that over mostly to the younger generation now. But as we all know, there was a terrible incident. What's that called? Not a hurricane.
Hurricane.
A hurricane. I'm going, what's the name of that?
Right.
A hurricane hit Haiti. And the area where they work in was not devastated, but the people lost their crops. And so they're going to need financial support. And so you've got people going on an emergency mission in November to take supplies to Haiti. And you need a cash infusion, so you've got a special event coming up. So
Wait a minute, Mary. Did you say 76 years young?
No.
80.
Oh, I don't know. I said Manfred Mann is
76. Oh, I thought you were talking about us.
Oh,
I was
going
to
no.
say, we would love to be 76
oh,
again.
You guys are doing
right.
so great. What can I say? But let's talk about this Haiti situation because Chris and Mark Lawrence, I think, are going kind of as an emergency.
Yes, they are.
To infuse them with cash so they can buy the things they need there. And so we're going to have a fundraiser. to raise some cash, and we're also taking donations. If you can't come to the fundraiser, that's okay.
Definitely.
Cash is appreciated. Yeah. So, Barb, why don't you tell us all about it?
Okay, we're having what they call the Budding Artist on the 27th of October, which is next Wednesday, I believe, at the Washington Theater. It's from 6:30 to 7. We're going to have a social hour before, which kind of get everybody to know everybody. And then this painting is from 7 to 9 with Rebecca Butler, who is the artist. And it's really kind of neat there in the Washington Theater up on the stage. They really made it nice, the lights and everything, and it is a lot of fun. We're asking people if they want to dress up because we're going to have a Halloween theme. And they're going to have an after-hour, kind of like what they call a spooktacular, from 9 to 10. The cost is $35. Every penny that we make goes to Haiti for our mission projects. And right now we are raising money for food because everything they've got, all their fields and everything have washed into what Father says, the bottom of the sea.
Mm-hmm.
It's terrible because there are no trees to hold up the soil, and it's really, they have no, when anything's, we have been over there before when they've ate the seeds out of the ground because they were starving.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Well, now this, the thing that's great about this, for years, a group from Quincy started out kind of with Blessed Sacrament Parish, and it's grown. There's mm-hmm. more people involved. You build homes. There's a beautiful church there now. There's a medical clinic. And by a church, you know, we think of a church as just a place we go to a couple of hours a week. You know, they use their church as their whole center of living. The buildings were not harmed, from what I understand. The priest called back to Quincy, talked to Father Mike Cousy here, and said, you know, the homes are standing, the church and the clinic are standing, but we've lost our crops, so therefore we have no way to survive with no food stores coming in. So this is a cash infusion, an emergency trip.
Right.
To really infuse them. And how many people are associated with this ministry? I mean, I know it's a fluctuating number, but anytime you guys go to Haiti and take medicine and whatever, there are hundreds of people standing in line for this
right
kind of
now,
treatment.
I think we have 18 going. We're going for 2 weeks. You have an option. We're going from the 10th to the 17th the first week, and then the second week will be the 17th to the 24th. So I think right now there's around 18 to 20 people going. On this trip.
Okay. Yeah. And so they're paying a lot of their own expenses, but they need to bring that cash money with them to help lay up food supplies.
We pay all of our own expenses, yes. Mm-hmm. And every cent that we make goes, we have no administration fees. It goes directly there. And people know this, and that's why they're so happy when they hear we're going to help us. So we hope this Bottles and Brushes Budding Artist thing goes over real well because it's a lot of fun. And I went last time. We had one last week, and I had so much fun. But my pumpkin looked awful. So anyway, that didn't make no difference.
You're not judged on the quality of your work. You're
no.
just there to have a good time.
Exactly.
Now, Rob and Barb, you're not going, are you? Are you going?
Well, she's talked me into going without her. And we, 64 years of marriage, we rarely do anything separate. But 2 years ago, because of her oxygen requirement, mm-hmm. I had to go by myself, and it was great, but it wasn't as great when she's along.
Well, it's never as great when Barb's not there, but I'm glad you're going to go, Ralph.
I'm going to go in February. I missed last year for the first time in, mm-hmm. I don't know how many, 19 times, I think, so I will be going.
Okay, well, we'll take care of Barb, and we'll pray for her. While you're off gallivanting all over the world.
I appreciate that.
I think it's very generous of you to let him go, because that...
Well...
I don't think it's generous. She's forcing me. But I love it that way.
Did it ever occur to you that after all those years of marriage, she just might want some time alone?
I'm
not going to get into that, Mary.
You know, last night I had to do I was an MC at a charity event at the Salvation Army, and it happened to fall on the night that the Bears and Packers were playing. And I will say my husband's very supportive of charitable events, but he was especially supportive of that one and said, stay as long as you want. Don't hurry home. I can watch the ball game in peace and quiet. My guest today are Barb and Ralph Peters. There's a special event next Wednesday night. You can learn how to paint. There'll be a professional there guiding you. But the most important thing is to just dress up, have fun, donate $35 to this great cause, this Haitian mission at St. Antoine's in Haiti. And we're going to talk a little bit more about how you can get involved. 2x4s for Hope is an agency that basically was formed out of this love of others and building homes. And now, of course, they build a lot of homes locally and throughout the nation. So it grows, folks. It grows when we are good and charitable Christians. We'll take a break. Well, I picked that because, you know, the term beg sometimes gets a bad rap. But many religious people will tell you that begging done with noble purpose is a noble thing to do. And so Barb and Ralph Peters are here today literally begging you to come to a great fun event next Wednesday, have a great time, and raise critically needed funds that will go immediately in November to Haiti and to the devastated hurricane area there that Quincyans have been working with for decades now, and really have made some great accomplishments there. 2x4s for Hope does so much when it comes to building homes, to building latrines, to making sure there's safe water to drink. And so some of those projects will be carried out as well, but mostly they need the money for food. How does 2x4s for Hope, they've really partnered with, you know, Blessed Sacrament missionaries. It's really grown, and they've been a good partner.
They have been a wonderful partner because they're young, they got a lot of ambition, they know a lot of people, and it's really helped our mission 100%. We can't say enough, and we can't be so happy that Chris and Mark are doing it. 2x4s for Hope are really a unique idea. You sign the 2x4s for $3, and then that money goes towards the mission and towards our Haiti mission. Right now, we are looking at about 500 families, Father says, that are without food, that are absolutely starving to death in our area. So these 2x4s, when they sign them for $3, it makes a big difference. It doesn't sound like much, but it is a lot.
It's a lot, yes. And that's the thing. One of the things they're very proud of, Chris Lawrence told me, her husband Mark, working with Aberkamp Machine Company, invented this whiz-bang latrine system, and she said that hurricane didn't damage a single latrine that they built.
Nope.
So they figured that out, and that is wonderful, and they're not taking it. They could make $1 million by patenting that, and they're just going to give it to everybody that's poor that needs that, so that's fantastic. So, again, another way to come and help is next Wednesday night. Yeah. Brushes and Bows. Let's talk about it again. Tell us all about it, Barb, please.
It's called Bottles and Brushes, and it's mainly the proceeds go for the Haiti mission. It's at the Washington Theater at from 6:30 to 7 is a social hour. And from 7 to 9, they're going to paint with Becky Butler, who is the artist. And it's a lot of fun. It's funny. I mean, you never know what your things are going to look like, but that doesn't really make a bit of difference because my pumpkin last week was awful.
Barbara, so, you might inject there that they get to take the picture home.
Oh,
and
yes.
Most of them would either hide it for $35 or would not sell it because they're proud of it. So either way, they're going to get their money's worth and they're going to be helping the poor.
And you learn a little bit about basic. My girlfriend went to one of these and she made a pretty good picture. And the thing is, she can start another one anytime she wants.
Right.
So you'll learn a little bit about painting and how to get started with that. You mentioned bottles and brushes. Do I assume that during the social hour there will be adult libation for sale?
Yes, they will.
Okay. I think that sounds great. So $35 gets you in the door. There'll be a costume contest, a spooktacular event after the painting is over. Right. So it's just a fun night.
The seating is limited also to 40. So if you're thinking about doing it, and you can make a reservation at 217-228-7796.
Okay, and is that Becky Butler Studio?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so if you want more information, Becky Butler Artist will be the one conducting it. Now, there are some people who cannot go next Wednesday night, but they desperately want to contribute to this mission force going on this emergency mission, unplanned emergency mission in November.
Right.
Where are some other ways they could make a donation?
They can also write a check and make it out to 2x4s for Hope, and send it to Chris and Mark Lawrence at 5700 South 24th, Quincy, Illinois, 62301.
Okay, 5700 South 24th, 2x4s for Hope. And, of course, 2x4s are the boards. If you're thinking, what are they saying? It's a 2x4-inch board, 2x4s for Hope.
Right.
And make as generous a contribution as you can. Make it out to 2x4s for Hope. All of the, there's no overhead. There's no management fee. There's no director's fee.
We're all volunteers.
Every single dime right. will go, and most of that money will go to purchase food for these starving people. Ralph?
Mary, they might want to put a little note on there, because 2x4s for Hope is not just Haiti. It's for everything.
For everything.
For this particular time, we earmarked certain things. So Mark and Chris has it earmarked. If they're donating it to Feed the Poor That Are Starving, earmark it Haiti Mission.
Haiti Mission.
Haiti Mission, and then it will go to that portion. And we do have, I might say one quick thing, too. We have, everybody worries when you send money over there for food, who takes care of it? How much is lost? None is lost. This money goes directly to the priest and to the nuns that are running the clinic, and they know who needs it the worst.
That's right.
And it will 100%
not going to go to some government corrupt agency.
No,
this is going to be literally a purchase of food that will feed the hungry.
Exactly.
2x4s for Hope, 5700 South 24th Street. Mark your check, Haitian Food Mission. And come Wednesday night to the Washington Theater on the town square. And at 6:30 is the social hour?
6:30 to 7 is social hour, yes.
Okay, and then the painting begins, and then wear a costume. There's a spooktacular afterwards. Always great to see you guys. Thank you so much for what you do. God bless you.
Thanks.
And good luck down in Haiti, Ralph.
All right. Thank you, Mary.
Thanks, Mary. Appreciate it so much.